This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Burns, who's a spokesman for the congressional campaign of New York Republican Didi Scozzafava. She's the Republican nominee in the special election in New York's 23rd district to fill a vacancy of the seat previously held by Republican John McHugh, who's now the Secretary of the Army. However, there's a rift on the right side of the aisle in this district, as the Conservative Party in New York says Scozzafava is not conservative enough to be the Republican standard bearer. And Mr. Burns here is here now to explain why Republicans should have little trouble, if any, with Ms. Scozzafava. And Matt, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. I think that anybody who looks at Didi Scozzafava's record will find that she is a person who thinks that government should be involved very little in people's lives. She's cut taxes dozens and dozens of times, saving taxpayers billions of dollars. She's endorsed by the National Rifle Association, the only candidate in this race. She's always been true to her word. She supports the 2001-2003 tax cuts and making them permanent. She supports the repeal of the death tax. She wants to fix the alternative minimum tax and to keep it from hitting the middle class. She supports earmark reform and would vote against individual earmarks that do not meet the greatest need, the greatest good. She opposes cap and trade. Didi and the New York State Legislature stood up and voted against the entire New York State budget this year because it spent too much, and Governor Patterson was using it to go on a reckless spending spree. She's always been an advocate, as I pointed to, the NRA. Not just in this election does she have the endorsement of the National Rifle Association, but she's gotten straight A's from the National Rifle Association throughout her service in the New York State Legislature. She has always been an advocate for Fort Drum and our men and women in uniform. She supports an all the above approach on, making sure that we reduce our dependency on foreign oil. Didi's conservative record speaks for itself, and it's unfortunate that some would like to misconstrue her record for their own political gain. The facts are the facts, and people are entitled to their own opinion about Didi's record, but they're not entitled to their own set of facts. And the facts that I just laid out for you, I think, are what people are overlooking in this campaign. And I think at the end of the day, the most important people who look at Didi's record will be the people of the 23rd Congressional District, and they are supporting her candidacy.
Well, let's talk about some other key issues here, Matt. Certainly others that the Conservative Party has brought up, among others. First of all, they say she was a supporter of the Obama stimulus package. True or not true?
Well, you have to remember, the New York 23rd Congressional District is a working-class district. Even before the economic crisis hit our country, there has been an economic crisis in the 23rd Congressional District for decades. And Didi felt that if the North Country and upstate New York was ever going to be able to put itself in a position to get itself out of the financial the economic downturn that it's been in for decades, that there is going to be need key investments in infrastructure, whether that's rural broadband — this is a very rural district — whether that means transportation infrastructure connecting some of the cities in the district. So Didi supported the idea of providing funds that would go toward those capital infrastructure projects. However, when New York received its stimulus funding, the governor used it as an excuse to go on a reckless spending spree. So Didi stood up and said, that's not what this funds is for. You're going to end up burdening taxpayers for decades to come, our children and grandchildren. And she said enough is enough, and she voted against the entire state budget. Those are the facts. People want to misrepresent them. What people are forgetting about the conservative candidate, the so-called conservative candidate in this race, is that he's the only person who asked Jimmy Carter for a bailout and was rejected. He likes to quote Reagan, but he asked Carter for a bailout and was rejected. And he said that he would again. This is a candidate who raised his right hand. There was no more conservative philosophy than honesty. Doug Hoffman raised his hand and said, when he was interviewed, he was seeking the Republican nomination that Didi received, he raised his right hand and said he would support whichever candidate received the Republican Party's endorsement. He lied. He then sent an email 2 days later to Didi and said, congratulations, Didi, on your nomination as the Republican Party nominee. Please let me know what I can do to help. He lied. And at the end of the day, people are going to see the truth for what it is. Doug Hoffman has been dishonest. He can't be trusted, does not live in the district. And if we can't trust him to keep his word, how are we going to trust him to keep any sort of tax pledge? How are we going to trust him to represent us well in Congress?
We're talking with Matt Burns, spokesman for the Scosa Fava campaign, the Republican candidate in New York's 23rd congressional district. Matt, one of the big issues, of course, coming up in the weeks in front of us is health care reform. And right now, of course, the Democrats have the majority in the House. Whatever piece of legislation finally makes it to the floor will probably have a public option and so forth. What is your candidate's position on the legislation that's likely to come before the House?
Well, Dee Dee is going to look at whatever bill comes before the House, but she has laid out a very clear and concise set of principles that she thinks should guide health care reform. Number one, you can't crowd out the private sector. Number two, you can't cut Medicare and harm our seniors. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul to do so, to pay for that plan. She thinks that we need to increase competition amongst private sector insurers, first and foremost. And secondly, I guess that would be thirdly, she feels that in order to enact real health care reform, you can't just shift costs from one place to the other and call that reform. So if you don't address tort reform and these frivolous lawsuits that are impacting our healthcare providers' ability to provide care, then your reform isn't very effective. And here in the 23rd Congressional District, you have to remember, it is a rural area. And just because you have an insurance card in your pocket doesn't mean that you have access to care. So one of the things that Dee Dee has emphasized is that we need to make sure that the healthcare providers, those who go to medical school, that we provide some sort of incentive so that they want to practice in areas that are a little bit more rural, like the 23rd Congressional District. So those are the things that she's going to be looking for in any healthcare reform plan. And I think people are going to embrace the principles that she set forth.
Does she have a specific opinion on the public option? Will she vote against it if the public option's in there?
Well, as I said specifically, she is most interested in tort reform. She's most interested in making sure that we don't crowd out the private sector. So if we can achieve those objectives, that's what we're after in looking at healthcare reform plan. Anybody who's covered this race at length knows that she has articulated the most clear position on where she stands on healthcare reform. Meanwhile, our opponents have bobbed and weaved and refused to take positions on some of the most fundamental issues.
Well, last question before we let you go. And social issues are a bread and butter issue to a lot of Republican voters, conservative voters. Conservative Party says your candidate is pro-gay marriage and pro-abortion on demand. How do you react to that?
Dee Dee is a Republican who is a libertarian. If you look at her voting record, she is somebody who firmly believes that government should be involved in people's lives less. And at the end of the day, if people want to apply a litmus test for every candidate, they're never going to be happy with any candidate. And the most important thing to remember in this election is this. Dee Dee Scosa Fava is going to go to Washington, D.C., and she's going to vote to make John Boehner the Speaker of the House of Representatives. A vote for Doug Hoffman in this race, currently, the conservative, is a vote for Nancy Pelosi, because he cannot win. He is unelectable in any poll that you look at. That is an objective poll, shows that he has no path to victory. The other opponent of ours, the Democratic candidate, is cut and dried, no questions asked, a vote for Nancy Pelosi and the Obama agenda. So the only real option for those seeking, for Republicans and conservatives to take back the House of Representatives, the only choice in this election is Dee Dee Scosa Fava.
Matt, great to get your take on this race. It's one we'll be watching very closely as we get closer to Election Day. Thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Matt Burns is a spokesman for congressional candidate Dee Dee Scosa Fava, the Republican, running for the open seat in New York's 23rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.